I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, June 21st, 2019. We spend the next, I don't know, how long is the podcast usually? Half hour? So we're going to spend the entire time talking about probably one of the most important things to happen on our show in a very long time, the first day of summer. No, is that it? No? Okay. Actually, Saltz is leaving the show. That's it. It's a lot of that.
We do some stuff.
There's some salt, and he's leaving.
There's a guest. There's a song.
Oh, there's a guest. I forgot. Mate Nathanson.
We are knocking this out of the park.
Well, I did have some champagne at the going away party. It is Salt's last day on the show, and we thought about getting him a gift, but we're cheap.
Nah, he doesn't like gifts.
Yeah, I just buy it myself. So, I have my own money.
And if you listen to this show for any amount of time, you know that way back in the day, Salt worked as a valet in Philadelphia, and he had many celebrities come through. Mm-hmm. And one of his favorites is Jimmy Buffett. So I thought it'd be fun to have Jimmy Buffett come on the show and say goodbye to you on your final day. But he wasn't available.
I would curse him and you for eternity.
So to our super secret special guest, would you like to say anything to Salt on his last day?
First of all, let's just be clear that Jimmy Buffett wanted to do it, but because like 41 of his fans got sick at one of his like parrot head retreats, he's busy. He's like knee deep in Pepto-Bismol and like cleaning up vomit. So they called me, Matt Nathanson, because they know
that you're my best friend.
My song used to be, which is the song I wrote about us, about this moment.
Yeah.
About a moment in my life when I would just sit in a corner, chew my nails, and cry at the thought that I would have to live my life without you. It's now here. And I'm a mess. I don't know what to do. Hartford, it might as well be Madagascar to me. Do you know what I'm saying? You going away, you leaving. I don't know what I'm going to do with all these underpants where I've got your face screen printed across my crotch. Everything is upside down. It's like Stranger Things, and I don't know what to do. So I'm just upset. So I don't know what to say, and I wanted to see if maybe I could stop this from happening. That's why I'm calling.
Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate that. And speaking of underpants, I have the pairs that you sent me with your face. Oddly, they're on the back, though. It's weird. Apparently, it's blank eating season. I don't know.
Wow.
But no, I want to say this sincerely. Matt Nathanson, you don't even know it. You've been there for like so many milestones in my life. Granted, most of them were just in an MP3, and I'm listening to your music as things are happening to me. And I'm like, oh, that's my best friend ever. And then I met you, and I was like, wow, we really are best friends, but he never calls back, kind of that kind of best friendship, which is cool and everything.
Dude, you locked the back door to your house, and I've been sitting out there just watching you shower. It's like, it hurts.
I feel like with Matt Nathanson being the last guest with you on our show,
oh yeah,
we should just go ahead and have you invite him on to the new show with Christine.
Oh, I would love that.
To be your first guest over there.
Yeah, unfortunately, my new partner doesn't know about the bromance yet.
Well, let's let her know about it, buddy.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have this.
I can educate her. Give me her number. I'll call her up. I'll tell her about our history. Send her a couple. I'll send her that, you know, the pamphlet that I've got that I've made up with about our love. I'll send her that.
Oh, yeah. We've gotten kicked out of many malls dispensing those pamphlets. It's crazy. Matt and I, oof.
Yankee Candle hates us.
Oh, yeah.
Barred from Yankee Candle across the...
You'd think you could take your shirt off in there. No, you can't. Apparently not.
I said, I'll show you Musk Rosewood. And then I remember I took my shirt off and they were like, yeah, get your shirt on.
And I was like, I'll one up your pants too. Let's do it.
Well, I don't like transitions. I don't like change. You know what I'm saying?
No, me none neither. Of us do. That so, is what it is.
Me neither.
And he must go, so we must say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Much as we
you
don't
must
want
go.
To.
All right.
You want to sing him a little song as he walks out of the studio, Matt Nathanson?
preferably to the tune of the end of the original Incredible Hulk TV series.
Oh my God, remember that?
Yeah.
Growing up in New England, they had this thing that happened in Lexington on the television every end of the year, school year. They would have high school kids that, like, they would have pictures of them playing over a montage of this terrible song. And it was about the graduation of these kids moving on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I wanted to sing a little bit of that for you.
Okay.
It's time for autographs, cap and gown, graduation fun. Time for standing proudly for all the honors that you've won. You're the best of the class this year.
Amazing. The only way that could have been better is if it was like winning from Santana.
All right.
Well, oh, Matt, I appreciate you, buddy. And I can't wait to see you down at Hartford.
Love you. And I'll see you there. And safe travels down to your new joint.
Yeah, we got a U-Haul. That'd be fun.
All right. There he is, Matt Nathanson. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Okay. Bye,
bye
guys.
All right. Bye, buddy.
Bye. Surprise.
That's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I was serious, too. Best friends.
Yeah.
I know.
We got a date with Yankee Candle today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, we had a big week on the show. We had the Dave Matthews Beach House, Barrett's last day of second grade, and, oh, yeah, Salt's leaving the show. It is time for the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Bam, 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 bam.
Bam, bam, bam.
Hello,
bam.
Boston.
Bam. That was a little weak arrow.
There will be no theatrics today. This is a special song, and it's an ode to my best friend in the whole wide world, Ryan Archibald McMillan III, Esquire. But some of you may know him as Salt. I put my heart and soul into this.
I appreciate
DJ,
it.
DJ, please. Yeah, it's the end of an era. R.I.P. Harambe. R.I.P. Salt. Let's go. Just yesterday, we were shocking folks. I set them up, you dropped the jokes. And I hope that you know what you mean to me. Hope that you like your new scenery. Even though you're gone, we're still a team. Salt and Dan show, Bruins killed the dream. So I hope that you packing light. And if I see Jimmy Buffett, he gon' catch a right. Won't be the same after your last day. Screaming at the mic, 47 feet away. Even off the air, we would have a ball. Throwing Annie's mouse pad down the hall. Plus CBK just won't be the same. Whispering Gary instead of the right name. Facts, you just make them up. Plus the tea can still take a suck. I'll miss how you brought suspense. Splitting your pants at all of our events at the mall right by the lids. Toys for tots, you be messing with the kids. Came a long way while I slay the beat. Single guy Salt used to run the street. Hitting on ladies, drinking in the day. Now you got a kid with another on the way. I'd say what happened to you, but thank God Sarah happened to you. Look how this man got grown, hosting a show of his own. When I'm sad that you're not around, I know you're around Hartford smiling down. Hold on, Salt, it's not over. This is for you. We can't fade to black. Please don't even pack. Guess it's time to go. Got a brand new show. I'll be streaming you. It's still not over. This'll never be over. Guess you need to grow. But I'll miss you so. Every joke you crack, I still want you back. I'll be streaming you. I'll be streaming your show. Just send the restraining order in the mail. It's fine. I totally get it. Goodbye.
Oh, that is why you were in my top 50, Dan.
Did you like that? I did that for you.
Oh, my God. That was amazing, Dan. That was probably that was the greatest tribute in the history of tributes. That was amazing.
So now me and Matt Nathanson sang for you.
Yes,
today.
My two best friends
Similar.
In the world. You want to go to Yankee Candle with us?
Absolutely. I'm already taking my shirt off.
All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you work in the radio industry, stop texting me your resumes for Salt's job.
I got one yesterday.
It's
already been taken.
I've gotten a
It's really like people in New York who look at obituaries to get apartments.
Right.
So bad.
Yes.
I mean, I feel what you're doing and I admire your hustle, but let the body.
I know, right? Like Salt is still here and you're already sending a resume.
I actually told a lot of people they should apply.
And funny story, there's nothing to apply for.
Yeah,
but
there's no opening. Yeah. We're not.
My position was eliminated.
Yeah, you ever hear that word downsize? That's what's happening here.
You can't replace Salt.
No.
You can't replace Salt.
No.
Refurbish.
Yeah,
I don't
Salt 2.0.
We're just renovation.
We're gonna hear a lot more of intern Alexis and her cow chip stories in the mail. That's what's gonna happen.
But I don't mind those because they're really good.
I know,
it's
right?
The difference of getting paid. You know, she gets what, $11 an hour.
Sure, and you get
I get twelve. So it's it's negligible.
Ipso facto.
Company is so happy about the reduction in cost.
I just stopped cleaning the windows around here. That's what they got pissed off at.
And you know, Salt is really one of those guys that just loves like a big send off.
Yeah.
Like, that's his thing. You
very
know.
Sentimental.
Yeah. The right. Sappier, the better for
yourself. So if you just
emotion.
Want to call in this morning and share your emotion with him, tell him what you think about him, 617-931-1234. Rich.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Not bad. This is for Salt.
Hello. Goodbye.
Hey, Salt. Hey, it's Kyle. How you doing? I know the other guys at the afternoon team. Hey, I got to tell you, man, you are definitely one inspiration on the show. And I got to tell you, you are one Boston icon.
A Boston icon.
That
watch out,
is remarkable.
Did he just say you were an inspiration?
Yes. That was what was throwing me.
Love it.
I'm not sure I've ever been called that. Is that a derogatory term? I don't know.
It's code. So.
Yeah, it seems weird.
I like it.
It's like when you can't find something nice to say, you just throw that out there.
Icon and inspiration.
You're a cat meme.
Okay, that I would give
all right.
you.
Thanks, Carl. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Have fun.
Hello, Mix.
This is Rich. I'm calling in for Salt that he's going to be missed.
Did you just wake up, Rich?
I did.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. What's going on, buddy?
You remember me from Canby Lake? I gave you the Hawaiian little T-shirt.
I do remember you from a beer. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
I'm wearing it right now. I lost some weight.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Rich.
You're the best, man. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to have to go down to Hartford, Connecticut and visit you sometime.
I'm going to miss you, too, and please don't do that.
All right, bye.
I don't have enough gas.
I don't have enough gas. I'm noticing a theme with the people that are calling in to say goodbye.
Woke up my ass. He was drunk.
Oh, my God.
Dudes
like,
in their 60s are big fans of Salt.
We know this.
That guy decorates beer koozies.
What a time to
he
be alive.
He knows his product.
Iconic.
Inspirational.
And he's been saying it forever that you're iconic.
You are iconic.
Yes.
You are iconic and inspirational and
I
loud.
I lift you up.
It's so hard
to say
goodbye. Oh my
to
Lord.
Saltopedia.
I think people are listening to the wrong station. They are confused.
No, they are. How are so many people drunk at 6 o'clock on a Friday morning?
Because Carson, most people have lives and they go out at night. I ran into three of them spilling wine all over my elevator this morning at 2:30. So that was awesome.
All right. So again, if you missed the news, it is true. Salt's last day is today. He's heading down to Hartford. He's taking a promotion with our company. He's going to be co-hosting his own show with a station down there. And, you know, just want to call in this morning and give us all the feels, Kennedy. All the feels.
The cheesier, the better.
Yes, please. The more inspirational.
I'm really sorry.
The more iconic.
Especially on a rainy day like today.
Yeah, yes. Let's just cheer it all up. Let's just do that.
We're going to sing Bon Voyage songs. It's just
going
to be
Is he going on a cruise?
Can we just get more Pitbull?
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Today's the day.
No.
I don't want to talk about it.
Today is the day.
The start of summer.
The start of summer. Yes. Thank you, Saul.
Beginning of summer.
Liars.
We got 90 more days.
I was thinking about this, Kennedy. We've been doing the show for a minute.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the people that have come and gone over the years. And Salt holds the distinction of being on the show
The longest?
Longer than anybody in the history of our show.
7 years, 3 months.
Yeah.
We had a guy
on our show, Country Corey. He lasted about 2 years. I think Corey was on the show for about 2 years, Kennedy. Yeah.
He's in jail now, right?
How about intern Christina, our old producer?
She was on.
Christina Sidney.
She wasn't a producer? Oh, her?
Yeah.
Oh, way back.
Yeah, she went.
Yeah, yeah.
She went
moved
a couple
on
of,
to do bigger things.
But I'm saying she started with us. She moved with us from Tallahassee to Memphis. She was with us probably 3 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a long time to be around and then leave the show, buddy.
It's funny that you guys, you know, that's your perspective, because I was like, you guys have been with me.
Fact.
That's true.
I just rolled through life with thinking everybody's with me. So
well, we were.
We were just hanging on by a thread.
You came in here and you changed the
always
dynamic,
called Salt in the Gang in my head.
In my head. And in my head. And in my head too, Salt. The few times we actually got to do the Salt in the Gang show together, those were some of my favorite memories.
So, yeah, if you didn't hear the news, Salt is heading off. He's going to be co-hosting his own show with our sister station down in Hartford.
Mm-hmm.
His co-host there is Christine Lee.
Yeah.
So that show will be starting up in the next couple of weeks down there. Going to take a little vacation time.
Yeah, I got family coming in next week.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Literally all my family is coming in.
Right.
We don't have space for
you
that.
Just pile it on.
We don't do things right.
No.
We don't, you know, I just see something, I'm like, oh, let's do that. Oh, let's also do this. Oh, great. Yeah, let's fit in a Red Sox game. That sounds great.
What? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do this, too.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't want to know how much money 8 people going to a Red Sox game is.
No, we said, he doesn't like baseball. He doesn't need to go.
I see.
So we were,
like,
cutting people out. Like, I was like, yeah,
good.
Yeah. I mean, I would quiz them and be like, hey, who's the catcher?
You're out. Literally.
You're done.
Like, you're done. Did they win the World Series last year? If you know that or don't know that, depends on if you're going to the game.
Did you have any thought of not coming in today on your last day? Because I know you're not here for any of the pomp and circumstance of like a goodbye party and all that
there's
stuff.
It's funny. We got an email. You guys sent out an email about
a
party yesterday.
Here's the thing. You weren't supposed to be on it.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. She couldn't figure out how to take you off the block group email. Well, so I said, you know what? To hell with it. I don't care. We need him to stay anyway.
No. Well, the funny thing is I have a conference call today at 10 o'clock and you guys scheduled the party at 10 o'clock.
We know
like,
that.
I
literally didn't expect you to show up. So whatever.
Yeah. The party's for us. It's not for you.
Oh, okay.
I literally.
It's in your honor.
Oh, good then. That's fine.
Because I got calls from upper management asking about this and I was like, we'll have it. I cannot promise he'll be there.
No.
And that's all I can tell you.
Well, your conference call is going to be in the conference room while your going away party is happening.
I mean, I booked that back corner of it. So
yeah,
you guys can have the other corners.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's
is there going to be a disco ball or something or anything in there?
There are
see.
Some
you'll
surprises.
See. All right, I wouldn't go that far. But
yeah. Yeah, there are some surprises.
Like cake, I'm guessing. Wait, is there cookies? Did you give me cookies?
We're not saying.
No,
we're not saying.
Okay.
It'll be a surprise at 10 o'clock when you're in your conference call and we're enjoying all the festivities.
Good tease.
Yeah,
you got me again.
Because it's after our show, which no one will hear.
Oh, we're going to be recording. Don't you worry. There'll be video. There'll be audio.
Can we yell surprise and you can act like...
You didn't
you can
know.
Have shots.
Oh, you're going to yell surprise when I'm not there?
Yes.
No, by the time you get there,
surprise.
We'll all be eating all your food. And
surprise.
Well, we need something to do on Monday with you not here.
That's true. Right?
Yeah, God forbid we actually try and go on our own merit.
Right.
You leave and we're still going to hang on to you.
Yeah. We're going to be doing salt audio on Monday.
Yeah.
Here's what Salt had to say about his going away party.
Nope.
There you go. Yeah.
Because it will not be for work safeness. Don't. I believe that all day long.
Yeah, and don't scrape my Instagram for videos of CP talking because she's getting ready to start doing that.
Hey,
you
what did
I'm
CP say?
Yeah.
Brand new bit in Hard
Oh, my God. I'm so looking forward to that. I will be tuning in every day on the radio.com app. Thank you.
You can't beat Christine and what did CP say?
Let's do it.
I think I'm going to like this show for some
reason.
I don't know why.
The dirty on the 29.
Let's go. Let's go.
Different. Yep.
You have carte blanche.
Yes.
So good.
The weekly wrap up.
Filthy
with
on
producer
the 50s,
Schman.
I think we're going to call it.
The weekly wrap up with the producer,
yes.
Schman. It's going to be a good show down there in Hartford.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Salt's last day. He is headed to Hartford for a promotion. He's got a new job within the company, co-hosting a show down there. And Kennedy has written a poem to mark the momentous occasion.
As I want to do.
Is it the rhyming kind?
It is.
Those are my favorite.
You know.
There once was a guy from Nantucket.
Name Chad.
Are you ready?
Yes. I will not interrupt.
It's all right. 7 years.
Go.
Tears.
7 years and 3 months ago, Salt came into our lives. I picked him up from Logan, and it was love at first sight. We had other folks interview for the spot, but we immediately knew he was the one that we sought. The first couple of years, he was single gas Salt. He stayed out late and drank barley and malt. Sometimes he slept in late and was late for the show. One winter's car broke, so he walked here in the snow. Salt can be yelly and angry and loud, but as he moves on, we are nothing but proud. He got married in secret and didn't tell us for weeks. And don't ask him about the beard he has upon his cheeks. His style is unparalleled. Perhaps you've seen. Cat tank and camo shorts, Mixfest 2015. Satin tiger jacket and a gold chain, he's got it. Reindeer onesie for Christmas, well, that was a hit. He spent hours collecting toys to make sure kids have Christmas cheer. And you don't have to pay him, except maybe in beer. Okay, probably not, since now he's Mr. Mom. Perhaps a gift certificate to Home Depot so he can mow the lawn. He introduced us to Sarah, who we love like our own, and then came CP, who is literally his clone. LL Cool Bean is next, and we can't wait to see this sweet little brother. And it goes without saying, Annie wants to be godmother. Please. Yeah. He loves comics and movies and the Hallmark Channel, but he'll bring the fire if you mix up DC and Marvel. Working with the rhymes. A consummate musician, to watch him play is a sight. Mr. Salt and the Sophisticated Shakers even opened Not So Silent Night. He came in like a tornado and changed all our lives. Not to have you sitting next to me will give me the hives. Salt, I don't know if I can say goodbye. And shocking, I don't have a tear in my eye.
It's kind of weird.
I wish you nothing but love as you begin your own thing. Christine is so lucky. Hartford will soon be worshiping your infectious laugh and your razor sharp wit and how you don't care and you don't give a crap.
That didn't run.
Thank you.
You taught me to lead and to not be afraid. And when I was lost, you came to my aid. And the three of us say goodbye with nothing but class. So as you leave, that don't let the door hit you on the ass.
Well, that was sweet.
Figured if I didn't end it funny, you'd be really mad.
For the record, Salt already said I had dibs on Godmother in the new one.
We'll be talking about that later, Dan.
No, you guys have been great. It's been an amazing run. I appreciate everything. Do you want more?
Shh, just let it happen. Just be in the moment. Look me deep in the eyes.
Oh, man.
And you know, Salt, you always joke that in the logo of our show that you were always the ampersand, right?
Yeah.
Well, now you're not. So I made with my own arts and crafts skills an ampersand with a bit X through it.
That is great.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody went to Michael's.
Yeah. Any chance I get.
That is great.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
No. I'm gonna miss you, buddy.
With all
I'm calling you every day. Every single day. So don't block my number, please.
It's already been done. I'm afraid, Annie.
No, I just have to say, seriously, like, the listeners of Boston, you guys are fantastic. You guys have been amazing. You know, this is a tough city to break into. And, you know, people were just really, really... really mean. No, I'm just kidding.
No, well, you maybe got, at first.
No, they from day one, I fit in here and I loved it. And, you know, met my wife here. And I'll always be grateful. And to everybody on this show, it was awesome. I mean, it's one of those eras in my life that, you know, it brought me to where I am and it made me who I am. I really appreciate it.
We're going to miss you.
Yeah.
Somebody said to me, explain Salt. And I was like, Salt is the guy that never says no. And I appreciated that about you. And I learned a lot from you in that regard.
Yeah.
Just always being there for us.
Except when we had meetings and wanted to record stuff.
And... Yeah, don't email me. I don't like emails.
New phone, who dis?
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of criers in this room.
Nah, Shut up, Dan. Just because you don't have a heart.
Dan is the new Salt. Dan is the better Salt. Dan is the 2.0 Salt.
The switch has been flipped.
Yes.
And we're out.
No. I think the world of you guys, Kennedy, get your stuff together. Carson, move out of Charlestown.
Please.
Dan, for the love of God, don't change. And Annie. I don't even know what to say to Annie. Yeah, I love you all.
I love
you'll
you too,
always
buddy.
Be family. And to Scott Stapp for writing the best song of all time. I love you too, brother.
The good news is our boss probably isn't listening. He's going to think we just played another song.
You have to push the button. I can't do it anymore.
Really letting this moment breathe, huh?
Yeah.
I need a beverage.
Carson's oh, I've been got drunk it. This whole time.
Party at 10. Yep.
That's my secret, Captain. I'm always drunk.
That is it for us. We're done. Have a good day.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.